Teams everywhere are dealing with a serious problem, a productivity problem. It's no secret, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. Most tech is too complicated, there are too many time-consuming tasks, and teams aren't getting the info they need to close deals and connect with customers. Don't worry, though. HubSpot's customer platform can help. It was built to save time and make your job easier so you can get back to building your business. No more hours wasted on time-consuming tasks. No more chasing down prospect info. No more one system for this, another system for that. HubSpot can help you find leads, reach prospects, and deliver the insights you need to convert them to customers, all in one place. Plus, HubSpot AI can literally do more of your work for you so you can focus more on scaling your business. Because HubSpot knows you have some big growth goals, and they're here to make your productivity problem no problem at all. Visit HubSpot.com to learn how they can help you grow better.
Howdy, folks. It is Thursday, December 29th. I'm Jacob Cohen here with Juliette Bennett-Ryla, and you are listening to The Hustle Daily Show. Today, we're going to be talking about a pantry staple, eggs. Egg prices, as you may have noticed, are through the roof. This is not your ordinary everyday inflation, and Juliette's got the story on that. But before we get to that, here's what else is going on in the world of business and tech. Let's get crack-a-lick. All right, first things first. The U.S. House of Representatives banned TikTok on government-issued phones, citing security issues. As of last week, 19 states, including Texas, Georgia, Maryland, South Dakota, South Carolina, and Nebraska, had at least partially blocked the app from state-managed devices over concerns that the Chinese government could potentially use the app to track Americans and potentially censor content and things like that. The U.S. military has also banned service members from using TikTok on government-owned devices. I understand the fears, although I will say, I think a lot of states actually have been making very good use of connecting with kind of their local communities on the app in a fun way. The Utah Department of Transportation, for instance, had a wonderful TikTok, but it has been removed within the last couple of weeks.
Bummer.
It is a bummer. There are also ongoing efforts to ban TikTok, of course, from consumer devices across the United States. And we'll see if that happens in 2023.
Yeah, I kind of doubt that. But if that did happen, I wonder where all the TikTok influencers would go.
It is true. Where will they go? I don't know. They should be developing some contingency plans in case that were to happen.
Yes.
All right, moving along. Sales of VR headsets in the United States dropped 2% year over year to $1.1 billion, despite all the buzz around the metaverse. Worldwide shipments of VR headsets, as well as AR devices, dropped more than 12% to 9.6 million units in 2022. Analysts expect 2023 to follow suit amid broader inflation and recessionary concerns. In October, we wrote about a Piper Sandler survey, which found the number of teens that use a VR device weekly dropped 3% between the spring and fall of this year. And of course, all eyes are on Apple in this space for next year. The company is widely expected to release a VR headset next year. It would be the company's first completely different product line in a while and would put them in much closer competition with Meta. Also, Amazon has begun trialing drone deliveries in Lockford, California, a town of 3,500 people, and College Station, Texas, home to 115,000 residents and the Texas A&M University. David Carbon, vice president of Prime Air, announced the careful first steps, as he called it in a LinkedIn post the other day. And speaking of Amazon, the Information has a report out on the company detailing how it's planning on creating a separate app from Prime Video to house all of its sports content that includes exclusive rights to Thursday Night Football, some Premier League soccer matches in the UK, Yankees games in New York. The company also recently launched a lineup of daily sports programming, kind of like an ESPN, that turns out 60 hours of content per week. I can see them charging an extra few bucks for this each month.
Mm-hmm.
And in other news, following up on your story yesterday, Juliet, Southwest Airlines flight cancellations have continued, with more than 2,500 or so issued on Wednesday. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says his department will hold the company accountable. And in total, Southwest has canceled almost 16,000 flights since December 22nd. That includes over 2,300 flights already canceled for today.
That is a lot.
Yes, it is a lot. Okay, Juliet, let's talk about eggs and their egregious prices. Prices are through the roof and have been rising throughout the year. Wholesale prices of Midwest large eggs, I was reading, hit a record price of $5.36 a dozen in December, according to the research firm Urner Barry. Demand, if you think about it, is also probably higher than average this time of year with people indoors and baking for the holidays. What is going on with eggs?
So the biggest situation here is bird flu, as it turns out. So egg prices are up about 48, 49% this year. And the biggest factor is bird flu. So you can eat an egg laid by a hen with bird flu, but most chickens that are infected with bird flu will die. And it feels to me like there's a lot of culling going on if a chicken has bird flu. But basically, over 57 million poultry birds in the United States have been infected. That is the worst bird flu has been in the U.S. There was another bird flu situation in 2015, and we also saw a spike in egg prices then.
Yeah, I was reading that more than 40 million egg-laying chickens have died just in this current outbreak, according to the USDA. And that means that the total supply of egg-laying chickens has fallen more than 5%. It's a lot of chickens that are dying here.
Yeah. And of course, there are other factors as well. So the cost of chicken feed is up. So that obviously makes producing the eggs cost more. And then I was also reading Daniel Sumner, a professor of agricultural economics at the University of California, Davis, was telling Marketplace that when egg prices rise, people still eat them. It's not like steak or some of these other more luxurious items that people are like, okay, well, I can do without. People will still buy eggs. So that drives the price higher and higher.
Yeah, right. For grocery stores, eggs are, like we said, a staple, a pantry staple.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to buy them on most trips to the grocery store if you're buying food for a family, most likely, just right, like milk or butter. And I was reading that a lot of grocers have had to sacrifice some of the already slim profits they're making on eggs just to keep things competitive and just to keep people coming to the store to buy these staples like eggs.
Yeah, I feel like eggs are just, I mean, they're a great source of protein and everyone knows how to cook them. Like, you kind of got to keep the eggs coming. And it's not just the U.S. that is having this issue. In Britain, egg prices are up. They're also dealing with bird flu and rising costs. I was reading an article in which farmers were saying they were losing money on egg production. And so either they want more money or they're cutting back production or quitting entirely for the time being. Japan, wholesale egg prices are up 31% year over year. So pretty much everyone, thanks to bird flu, is having a bad time with eggs. But I mean, they really are, unless you're on a vegan diet, I feel like pretty much everyone I know eats eggs like every day.
Yeah. And bada bing, bada boom, that's going to do it for us today, folks. Thanks for tuning in to the Hustle Daily Show. We're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Ezra Trupion. Our executive producer is Darren Clark. We've got a lot more tech and business coverage in our newsletter. If you're not subscribed, go sign up at thehustle.co/email. Hope you have a terrific Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow.